Okay, here is read number one. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers are continuing their practice of hiring private attorneys at taxpayer expense to try to intervene in lawsuits, this time over environmental laws. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin announced yesterday that federal officials will be reviewing the handling of sexual assault and harassment allegations in Wisconsin's National Guard. And public schools in southeastern Wisconsin could receive more than $200 million under the plan by Governor Evers to boost funding for special education by $600 million, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers are continuing their practice of hiring private attorneys at taxpayer expense to try to intervene in lawsuits, this time over environmental laws. In other recent cases, they've agreed to pay attorneys $500 per hour, according to a story in the Journal Sentinel. The Republicans want to intervene in two cases now before the state Supreme Court, one involving the cumulative effects of high-capacity water wells, and another concerning an environmental permit for a concentrated animal feeding operation in Kewaunee County. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison: tonight, rain likely, lows in the low to mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs around 60. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Public schools in southeastern Wisconsin could receive more than $200 million under the plan by Governor Evers to boost funding for special education by $600 million, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. The increase in funding for special education is part of the governor's proposed budget, which would increase overall funding for education by $1.4 billion over the two-year period. Conservative lawmakers oppose the increased funding. Republican chairman of the Senate Education Committee, Luther Olson, said the increase is impossible because the state doesn't have the money. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number four. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The number of traffic accidents in Milwaukee is on the rise. In 2018, there were 16,338 accidents. That's an increase of more than 2,000 compared to the previous year. There is a little bit of good news. The number of fatalities dropped slightly. There were 57 people killed in crashes on Milwaukee streets in 2018 compared to 64 in 2017. And Donald Trump will be in Green Bay this Saturday, and Bernie Sanders is taking out a front-page ad in the Green Bay paper to criticize the president. The ad reads, quote, "Donald Trump lied to Wisconsin workers. In a Bernie Sanders White House, we will end the corporate greed behind the Shopko closures, Kimberly-Clark layoffs, and Foxconn scam," end quote. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.